Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated but never duplicated The Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Don't forget ThePowerHour.com. And I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Great broadcast, Brent Johnson. He's written a book. It's been a while now, but The American Sovereign, fantastic. Just about freedom and about sovereignty. He's for 25 years, he's had various radio shows. He's known as a sovereignty expert and American law and using the law within the law to protect yourself, to self-identify correctly, to not be intruded upon. So we'll talk about that and several different things with Brent, as always. And any questions you have, you can email us. We have gotten a couple email questions to give to him. So we'll be talking to him in about an hour. We're going to do the news to then. And obviously coming off the weekend, this weekend especially, a lot of news. And also my wife's going to pop in, tell her story about her foot. I think you're going to want to hear that. It's pretty amazing. But Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour, as always.
Thank you. I'm a little bit under the weather today.
Under the weather?
Yeah. I'm feeling a little sad.
A little sad?
A little sad today.
Why are you a little sad today?
My Yankees lost last night.
Well, good. Nobody likes the Yankees.
I love the Yankees. Love them.
Well, you and all New York, and that's
and all
it.
Of New York. And
that's
Mexico.
It. Who cares? And Mexico. And Mexico.
I did.
Nobody cares about the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
New York and Mexico cares about the Yankees, and I do. So that's enough.
Let's get on to some news. Anything important? Coming off the weekend, what's the most important thing on your mind?
All right. Bombshell exclusive. Bombshell. Source mole Fiona Hill is second White House whistleblower.
Okay, why is this? Okay, go ahead. Explain this. Just get into this a little bit.
Well,
why is this
top
important?
Russian aide and was the White House whistleblower involved in the current Ukraine witch hunt against Donald Trump. Hill worked as a mole for Soros when Trump's confidant Robert Stone broke this story in 2017 that they were putting her in his Trump's administration to be a snitch.
She was involved with Soros.
Yeah, and she was involved with Soros.
Okay, so let's flesh this out because I think this is a very important story because right now Adam Schiff is pushing, and there's other news stories we'll get detailing this more, but he's pushing this idea that they don't need to testify in public. They can testify by in writing. I mean, this is just the whole thing's insane, but this is, are you kidding me? You are going to impeach the president of the United States of America and nobody's going to come in public and the public be able to see this testimony. Are you kidding me?
And face their accuser.
You got to be kidding me. Anyway, so basically, the whistleblower we're talking about, the Ukraine, that came out and said, well, Trump is influencing Ukraine.
Right. That was a composite of people.
To be honest with you, I'm really about sick of this story. It's so stupid. This is so dumb. This is asinine. This is beyond asinine. Who was I talking to the other day about this? This may be the last day we get in detail about this dumb story. It's stupid. Let me point out a couple things for new listeners. They are trying to accuse Trump of using his influence and holding over American aid or American whatever, a quid pro quo, to manipulate Ukraine into doing something in their State Department.
Get some dirt on...
To investigate, right?
Right.
Okay.
Get some dirt on Biden.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what they're accusing him. That's not even really what the phone call says.
No,
that's what they're accusing him.
Right.
Okay, one, they have Biden. Everybody has seen it. We played it on this broadcast. They have Biden on tape saying, bragging about, I gave Ukraine 6 hours to fire that investigator, or I was going to withhold $1.8 billion.
Yeah, and if you don't believe me, call up Obama.
You're not the president. Well, call him.
Yeah, call him.
Okay, that's Biden.
That's Biden.
This is on tape admitted. They are accusing Trump, trying to pin on Trump, trying to pin on Trump what Biden has admitted on tape absolutely is done. Not to mention the fact that the $1.8 billion went to a bank that was led by the same person who's on the board of directors, the chairman of Burisma, who then appointed Hunter Biden, the son of Joe Biden, to a position at a huge, the biggest natural gas, energy and natural gas company in Ukraine for the tune of about $600,000 a year. Benefit, and he has knows nothing about the industry. Okay, those are all facts. Nobody can dispute them. Any grand jury in America, any district attorney in America, should be able to bring this in front of a case and get an indictment on this, or at least to investigate further. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Two, the several Democratic was it senators or congressmen too? I think it was senators. I think Nadler was one of them, who wrote a letter to Ukraine.
Three of them.
I think Nadler was one of them. Yep. Wrote a letter to Ukraine, says you need to get some dirt on this to help us with this Mueller investigation.
That's right.
Admitted in the letter,
in
black and white, signed by them, not even a dispute. And for them now to then be on the heels of a 2-year, more than a goat rodeo. This is a goat rodeo. What was the Mueller investigation? What was that? A flea circus? I think it's a flea circus. Look at the fleas. There's the fleas, little girls. Look at them.
That's right.
There's the collusion. Look.
That's right.
It's a flea circus.
Mm-hmm.
On the heels of all that. So those two things. So you put all that together. This isn't even legitimate. This is ridiculous. This is the most dumbest, stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire career on the Power Hour covering this show. That we are talking about impeachment for the president of the United States on accusing him of things they have no evidence of when they have complete evidence of Biden doing it and these three senators doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or congressman, senator, whoever it was. Whatever it is. And they're accusing. This is the dumbest, stupidest, God almighty nonsense I've ever heard in my life. Now they want to tell us that, the whistleblower. Now, what you were saying, this Fiona Hill, supposedly there was no initial whistleblower now.
It was a combination of people.
Hold on. So what you're saying is when Schiff got in front and read that transcript came from a whistleblower, he knew that there was no one whistleblower.
No,
it was a composite, and that they put somebody, somebody wrote it.
Yes, somebody wrote it, and somebody has to step up to the plate to testify, and I guess she was picked to do so.
Okay, so they had no one whistleblower to testify to confirm this report they did. Okay, there again, you talk about collusion, you talk about obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
What Schiff did is obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
You want to know what the definition of, look up in the dictionary, obstruction of justice? What Adam Schiff just did is obstruction of justice. And these people are walking around like they're just, happy-go-lucky, they're Yogi Bear in Yellowstone, in Jellystone Park looking for picnic baskets.
Yeah, collecting their big checks from George Soros.
Well, or their son is getting a check from Burisma from Energy Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a billion of that $1.8 billion that went to the bank in Ukraine, a billion of it disappeared almost immediately,
just
so you know, ladies and gentlemen. But then Trump can't ask the question.
Where'd it go?
So Trump can't ask the question about, what's going on here? He can't ask that question, or he can't ask the question about CrowdStrike and the server and what's going on with the DNC, and supposedly the DNC was hacked. This is the last day I get into this.
And all the
this is stupid.
All the billions that we sent to Ukraine have disappeared too.
And no, I haven't even mentioned about Hunter Biden and China.
No.
About China, J.P. Morgan could not get an invest. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, China, their government runs a lot of their business. When you say China's investing in certain things, it is China, literally, their government investing in things. It's not like America. It's not like an American corporation. No, it's the Chinese government investing in things.
Fascism.
It's communism. It's not fascism. It's communism. So the Hunter Biden got a deal with the Chinese government for about $1.5 billion, supposedly $1 billion that we know of, up to $1.5 billion. Some people are reporting that J.P. Morgan couldn't get a deal with, that Goldman Sachs but this guy Hunter Biden,
who knows nothing,
who in a private starts a small private investment firm, gets a billion and a half from the Chinese government. Hunter Biden. He was on the plane with Joe Biden on Air Force Two to go meet with these Chinese officials, and then right after,
magically, this
contract comes, and so now Trump can't ask the question. And then Adam Schiff wants to say that these sham investigations. See, this is mental illness. Yeah. And it's gaslighting. They're trying to get you to have mental illness. And see, it's just making me angry.
Yeah, they're trying to make you believe it.
This is ridiculous. They are not Adam Schiff. Not legitimate.
Nope.
A moron.
To be in jail.
A moron.
Yeah.
But Nancy Pelosi, not legitimate. A moron.
Doesn't know where she's at.
This whole thing, you want to talk about draining the swamp and the deep state and America. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the
spear.
This is the iceberg sticking out of the ocean, showing us what is really going on in politics and what is being manipulated. I am so finished talking about this. And I have to apologize, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm even still talking about this.
I know. It's frustrating.
This is the stupidest, dumbest, moronic thing I've ever seen in 2 years, that they're going to impeach the president of the United States of America on this ridiculousness.
Yeah. No evidence. No nothing. No witnesses.
No firsthand witnesses.
Yeah, I know.
This Fiona Hill come up. She's a plant.
Roger Stone said that two years ago, or a year and a half, or two years. You can look it up on YouTube.
She's going to come up and say, and then they want her to testify not in public?
Yeah, behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors, Schiff says he can keep Trump in the dark?
Yeah.
We're going to stay in the dark on this?
And if she's not enough, they'll dig up another witness.
And another. Ladies and gentlemen, why is this rant more important than just me letting off steam? Why? Because it is. It really is.
It really
or
is.
It's not my rant.
If we allow this, we're done.
Well, that's the point. They, whoever is orchestrated, deep state, whatever word you want to attach to this, they are so desperate. You can see it, ladies and gentlemen. They are so just foaming at the mouth, desperate, just transference, mental illness, everything right out in the open. This is the contest. Will the American people look at this and buy this load of bull that they're selling, or will they reject it all and say like me, this is the dumbest, stupidest, most ridiculous, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life? The rubber is meeting the road right now on where is America's hearts and minds? Who has the imagination of the American people? Who has it? Does Adam Schiff have it?
Nope.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. There's too many people that's going to cause it. It's really going to cause conviction on the other side, where people.
Yeah, that Fox poll that they skewed that 51.
Fox News said 51% want impeachment. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they just came out. It just came out that it was oversampled in. They didn't do it. It was some other company did it. It was oversampled 15%.
Who did it? Mickey Mouse and Goofy.
Yeah, and Donald Duck. Goofy was in there. Of course he was.
Daffy.
No.
Or no, Donald couldn't. Nobody could understand the question, so they answered it wrong.
Yeah, they interviewed a lot of people from California.
Anyway, is that true?
In New York, yeah.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, it's true.
Interesting. And so Fox put that up like it was gospel truth.
Like it was the gospel truth.
I'm going to calm down and do it.
I sort of like your little fire. It gets me going in the morning.
Well, unfortunately, they're constantly gaslighting us. Corporate media and these politicians. And it's like you either got to not have anything to do with it. But see, this is what I'm saying. I get emails. People say, I don't want anything. I love your show for all the questions about the health and this and that. I don't want anything to do with politics. This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
If we let this wall be torn down here, that separation, so that you can make a decision, then politics wants you.
They do. You cannot get away from it.
It's going to encroach.
Yes, you cannot get away from them. They'll hunt you down. If you're out in the wilderness, some bureaucrat's going to come and hunt you down and want to control you or lock you up for not being on the grid. That's already happened. Remember that guy
Florida.
He was not on the grid, and they came and said, you can't be off the grid.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you? So you think you can go out and do what you want? You can't. politics will hunt you down
until we straighten this up.
Right.
This is here anyway. Pretty enlightening on a talk about a contrast in countries. Hong Kong. We were watching the end of the football game yesterday.
We were.
One of the very few times I've watched, and I can't even watch NFL anymore.
No, it's sort of hard.
But anyway, the end of the show was with the CBS. I think it was 60 Minutes. They were doing a story about Hong Kong. You remember that?
I saw.
Okay, they had the people there were like in their 70s, and this one gentleman was at the head of the protest. He was walking along. He didn't have a mask on. A lot of the people wear masks, and the reporter was asking him, "Why are you doing this?" He says, "Because it's for freedom. We want freedom." And he says, "If we do not have freedom, we do not have anything else. There is nothing else if we do not have freedom."
Beautiful statement.
And the reporter, I about fell out of my chair. Do you remember what the reporter said?
Yeah.
What are the rules? Go ahead. You want to?
Well,
go
you
ahead?
Have a nice city here.
Well, yeah, you'll have a beautiful city. I just like. Are you kidding me? You'll have a beautiful city.
Yeah.
I'll have a beautiful city, so I can trade my freedom, so I can have a beautiful city. Are you kidding me? Then they had another gentleman who was, I think, 71 years old in 1962. He swam across the. And then I went back in 1972, there was an article, 72, not 62. He swam in 62. In 72, there was an article out of the New York Times. I think Catherine put it in the news, if you want to check that out, about all the refugees swimming from mainland China to Hong Kong.
Yeah, a lot of them did.
A lot
of them drowned, too.
A lot of them drowned because it was too far. A lot of them got eaten by sharks. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were captured by Chinese patrol boat. Yeah. I mean, you talk about desperation. And so the feeling there, it's kind of like we talked about. Those young people, do you not think that their parents are like, whatever, I don't care what you do, life, limb, I don't care what you do not let China take over. You risk everything. Do not let China take over. You know, you got people like that, man, who swam shark infested waters to leave China because of what do you, oh my gosh, it was just, to me, it was inspiring.
It sure was.
I was, wow. Okay, getting to the news. Anything else you want to say on any of those things?
Well, we need that conviction over here.
I think some people do have the conviction, but there's a normalcy bias. See, Chinese troops aren't you know, at our gate or at our bridge.
Right.
And so it makes us think, well, everything's fine. I went to Walmart today, and I got my prescription and mm-hmm. my bread. There's even organic bread at Walmart. What's the problem?
Dave.
Yeah. General Keane, Trump must tell Turkey to, quote, stop killing in Syria or face retaliation. So everybody's coming out against Turkey. Rand Paul has talked about this, and I'm starting to change. I don't know where I sat on this because he's basically leaving the people in northern Syria there wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rand Paul says, the basic question is, do I want to risk my children to go there and to fight there? American. Do I want American people over there risking to fight that war that's been going on for about 500,000 years?
No,
I do not. Do I want that?
Yeah, I do not.
And that's what I came. I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I feel sorry for them. You know.
It's terrible. And we can do sanctions. We can do this.
Right.
We can do
sanction them.
But I am so sick to death
mm-hmm.
of people coming back, American, anybody, but especially Americans,
yeah.
coming back. In the Middle East, that God knows where, fighting these stupid thousand-year wars,
mm-hmm.
and they're all messed up, and they're paying the price, and they're laid on the altar here for what?
Another sacrifice.
For what?
Mm-hmm.
California, speaking of sacrifices and altars, California governor signs measures requiring universities to provide abortion meds. They're requiring the universities to provide abortion meds.
It's the day after pill, right?
To offer abortion medication at campus health centers beginning in 2023. Newsom contrasted the progressive goals of his new law with restrictions recently enacted in other states. As other states and the federal government go backwards, restricting reproductive... Okay, you want to talk about doublespeak and gaslighting? Okay, this is the definition of it, ladies and gentlemen. This is how moronic and evil and doublespeaking these people... Whether you... Look. You may agree with Governor Newsom. Okay. But here's what I'm going to report on this. He is telling you that by limiting abortions, that's restricting reproductive freedom.
Okay.
So ending the life of a fetus is restricting reproduction.
According to him.
Okay, that's, what kind of moronic statement is that?
I agree. That's a lefty loosey statement.
It's stupid. That's what Grandpa would have said. That's what Kevin's Uncle Kevin's father and my so you know somebody called me the other day. It was talking about the show. How much they liked the show. They said, "Is that really your uncle on the show?" I said, "Yeah, that's really my uncle."
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I said, "Do you think I talked to some random person like this?" Anyway, restricting reproductive freedom.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Wait a minute. Let me finish this quote. In California, we are moving forward.
Now that's backwards.
Expanding access and reaffirming a woman's right to choose. I promise you, with pretty much dollars to donuts, I would bet you that the way that statement was phrased, that you have writers that are doing it, the way they write it, the words they use, everything to get you to blow off dog whistles in your subconscious to get you to buy into what he's saying. I mean, let's just take off the first part about restricting reproductive freedom. Let me read the last part and see how good this sounds.
All right.
If I said this, in California, we are moving forward, expanding access and reaffirming a woman's right to choose. God, that sounds good.
It does.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You choose what?
Yeah.
Donuts or bonbons.
I mean, doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. No, I get it.
But he added, we're removing barriers to reproductive health, increasing access on college campuses, and using technologies to modernize how patients interact with providers.
Technology sounds good.
Doesn't that all sound good?
Yeah.
Every bit of that sounds good, except the front when you know what it's about.
Right.
Then what he left out here is, and we're keeping babies alive so we can harvest the organs. Forgot to tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sacrificing them to the devil.
Figuratively, if not literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's the music. Man, we're eating up time here. I went on
it. It was good. I enjoyed it.
I am so sick to death of this stupid.
Me too. I want people arrested. I want them perk walk, rested, and hung.
You don't want much, do you?
I forgot due process in there. I want their due process.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is a great place to get everything you need, really for you, for your health, for your body, for your nutrients. And if you don't get them from the Power Mall, where are you going to get them? Because, you know, guest after guest, research after research talks about what we need. So, on the next hour, I'm going to have my wife come by to just tell her story about her foot so you can just, it's just an unbelievable Kev, you saw her foot.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
She's bit by a brown recluse and what happened. And what's going on now with her foot and the no doctors, no rot, all Power Mall products. We will talk about that the next hour. So we got great sales going on and we have a real special. If you spend $150 this week on the Power Mall, you're going to get a free Miracle 2 22 ounce and you can choose. There's three or four you can choose and we have some of those new ones. So we wanted to put that out there. Everybody likes Miracle 2. If you spend $150, you're going to get a free 22 ounce Miracle 2. You can do that online. You just order $150 and then say in the notes, say, that you want the Miracle 2 and which one you want and you'll get a free either the regular soap, the moisturizing soap or the neutralizer, either one. So tell us in the notes and then, Catherine or, Josh or whoever's, shipping that, they'll put one right in the box for you, a free one. So we want to say thank you and to get the Miracle 2, some of the things out there. So Wayne Elliott's gonna be here tomorrow to talk about Strauss Hot Drops. That's probably the most miraculous product that we
love. Wayne too,
so many people.
Gosh,
tell
like,
oh, it's such a fun interview.
Yeah,
so we're excited to have him
great
on
guy.
Tomorrow
great guy.
Absolutely. So yeah, other products at the Power Mall. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Getting back, did you hear about the, I also forgot to talk about the mayor of that small Mexican city.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture.
And a farmer. Is that what you want to have happen?
That's what I want here. That's what I want.
Okay,
here.
What happens? Just so you don't know.
Let's warn the mayor right now. Mr. Mayor, if you don't...
Show him a picture of this Mexican
yeah,
being dragged.
Exactly.
If you don't know what happened, in Mexico, he campaigned on that he was going to help the farmers. He was going to do things for different farmers. So he got in there, of course, did the opposite, bought off or whatever. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the,
they took exception up to.
Yeah, so they had a little different view than the people here in America. They chained the mayor behind their truck and dragged him through the town.
It was wonderful. Loved it.
I imagine when he gets back to office that he'll have
an attitude adjustment.
He'll have a little more receptive attitude.
Yeah.
A little more friendly to the people kind of attitude. Anyway,
I agree.
Getting back to the news.
I'm going to go home and download that from YouTube so I got it. Just in case we got to bring it to the mayor.
Ken Cuccinelli. Do you know who that is?
It sounds familiar.
He's being floated as likely the next DHF chief after McAleenan is about to step down. I don't know that much about him.
No, I don't.
I mean, these just a revolving door. These people, I don't, you know. You got
you
better.
Know, I'm going to apply for that job.
Well, you got better luck at you being in there than these.
Absolutely.
These guys are so rotten.
They are.
I mean, Trump, you want people not whistleblowing? Just go to some rally and just randomly pick people.
You and you.
Or you four people are
gonna, coming in my cabinet.
It's the apprentice. It's the cabinet apprentice.
Ooh,
and I'm going to pick one of you. One of you is about to fill this position.
That's right.
And then the next position. All right, you, and you. Okay, one of you is about to fill this next position.
I want Vice President, Mr. President.
Yeah. U.S.-China partial trade deal sees tariffs rise, halted progress on technology transfers. Okay, now this story.
Yeah.
This is big. Big with a capital B. Many people, and it's been all over the internet, many people we've interviewed have talked about that. The coming monetary there is going to be a reset.
Yes,
that it's inevitable. The way we're printing money can't continue forever, and that's going to implode on itself. And basically, our money is a Ponzi scheme, which it is, and there has to be something come on the other side, and that confidence will be lost. And once confidence is lost, the only thing that will bring confidence back is
gold.
Is gold or silver
or silver a combination
some kind of tangible asset. Gold and silver. Traditionally in the world, it's gold and silver, just like you said.
I mean, it's been monies for
thousands of years.
Yeah, as long as back as we can remember.
Okay, so many people have been saying that. There's many guests on the show, internet, other shows across the board have been saying that. And for years, people in the quote unquote know, or people in the corporate media said, this is ridiculous, this is asinine, this is a conspiracy theory. Again, another example of when push comes to shove, who is right and who is wrong. Was Fox News with their well-tailored hosts and all their lighting, were they correct? Or was the Power Hour right all
That's
along?
Right. Or with their fancy-dancy Shepard Smith?
Not no more. Anyway, some zero hedge. Now, okay. So why is this story big? Because now a central bank, listen to what they said. Zero hedge. Central bank issues stunning warning, quote, if the entire system collapses, gold will be needed to start over. It's not just tinfoil blogs who, for the past 11 years, have been warning that a monetary reset is inevitable and the only viable fallback option once trust and faith in fiat is lost is a gold standard. Central banks are joining the doom parade now, too. An article published by the Netherlandish, the Bank of Netherlands, or the Dutch Central Bank, has shocked many with its claim that if the system collapses, the gold stock can serve as a basis to build it up again. Gold bolsters confidence in the stability of the central bank's balance sheet and creates a sense of security. The article goes on to say, a bar of gold retains its value even in times of crisis. This makes it the opposite of shares, bonds, and other securities, all of which have inherent risk, and prices can go down. To double down on this story, the DNB, the Netherlandish Bank, the Dutch Central Bank, like our Federal Reserve, their Federal Reserve, has now taken all their gold reserves, moved them from the bank, and put them under military control.
Oh, that's smart.
This just happened. This is a military asset, and they've all to go with that story. So put all that together, and pretty interesting. Shifty Schiff. Now Schiff says, quote, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo to impeach Trump.
Yeah, you can impeach ham sandwich.
Schiff says secret testimony aimed at keeping Trump in the dark. If you're just now joining us, ladies, I'm not going to continue to go into this. I went into this for Kevin and I for 15 minutes to begin the show. About lost my religion on this. Mm-hmm. This is the dumbest, stupidest thing. Are we going to let the president of the United States impeached by this chicken neck, bug eyed freak And they say, well, we don't need any public testimony. Well, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo. Well, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So he's keeping him in the dark. We want to make sure that we meet the needs of the investigation and not give the president or his legal minions, this is his quote, the opportunity to tailor their testimony, in some cases fabricate testimony suit that interest. Okay, what does that mean? Let me translate for you, ladies and gentlemen. That means this is transference of mental illness like he always has. This means this is exactly what we're doing. We're tailoring our witnesses. We're contouring them, and we're making sure they say exactly what we say. That's why we're going to do it behind closed doors.
We're molding our witnesses.
We're molding our witnesses. We're molding.
Mm-hmm. A friendly gas.
Schiff said they may call some or all of the witnesses to return to testify in public later, though that might not include the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment. This makes me so mad. The person, and supposedly, like you said, the evidence is mounting, that there is no one whistleblower that started this that had evidence of it. There is no firsthand witness. The quote unquote whistleblower they're going to use to impeach Donald Trump, they're going to put behind closed doors or have a written testimony. And they're not going to bring this to the public. And that's what's going to
happen. Cross-examination.
No cross-examination. No. Are you effing kidding me? I mean, I am.
Yeah. Can't happen. Everybody's entitled to due process, and that's not due process.
Well, see, and then he talks about this isn't about President Trump. This isn't about your investigation. This is the people's investigation.
Right.
This is the people of the United States.
Right.
This isn't your stupid pet project, Schiff.
Exactly.
I said I wasn't going to go under this anymore. I got to repent.
You lied.
I got to repent.
You do.
After today.
Do it.
After today, if we talk about these stories, I'm just going to talk about seconds. I'm moving on.
You go get a drink of water.
And you ran on. Okay, these next two stories, again, this is a big thing. And many of our listeners, we would say, if you're going to identify yourself, you would be generally Christian in nature. And some very aggressive Christians, some passive, but generally the most of our audience is generally Christian, and as some, most of America
yeah,
is.
And some Snowflake or Tinkerbell, you got some of those too.
Okay. Now, again, the idea that we don't care about politics, we just want to live our life. Well, here's exactly what we've been warning, exactly what we've been talking about. Okay, I'm going to put these two stories together, and then you can kind of draw your own conclusion here. From the Daily Caller. Bill Barr flames, quote, unremitting assault on religion, traditional values during Notre Dame visit. He went to Notre Dame and spoke. Concerted attacks on religious liberty have triggered a moral upheaval that contributes to deadly social pathologies, Attorney General William Barr said Friday at the University of Notre Dame. Quote, the imperative of protecting religious freedom was not just a nod in the direction of piety. It reflects the framers' belief that religion was indispensable to sustaining our free system of government. This is not decay. This is organized destruction. Secularists. And their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values. Drop the mic. My God, what a statement by the Attorney General of the United States.
Awesome. Awesome.
Wow.
Our founders said you can't have a constitutional republic without moral people.
Right, and they wanted morality taught in school.
Right.
They didn't want a religion like they didn't want the Catholics, certainly not Catholics, but they didn't want the Protestants taught in school, but they wanted religious
morality.
General religious ideas taught in school.
Exactly.
If you don't believe me, just go back to the writings. Okay. And why do you think the McGuffey Reader is full of Bible stories if you don't believe me? And this idea of separation of church and state doesn't exist in the Constitution.
It's nonsense.
Anyway,
it doesn't say that.
Put it with this story. This is big also.
Okay.
Big.
You've been holding out on me, huh?
Big.
Okay.
Big.
I'm waiting. Let's go.
Beto O'Rourke. This is part of his campaign. Churches that oppose same-sex marriage should lose their tax-exempt status. At Thursday's LGBT Equality Town Hall on CNN, presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke called for religious institutions that oppose same-sex marriage to lose that status, tax-exempt status. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. Okay, that's what this Equality Act is about. Now, why is this so big? Why did I use about 15 bigs right there?
It is big.
It is big. It's the biggest story that this is the biggest thing, period, that I've talked about in this news that we've talked, that you brought up or I brought up. This is the biggest. The First Amendment says the Constitution shall establish no law on religion at all.
Right.
The founders wanted separation. There had to be a separation. Press, freedom of press, all these things. When you have a free press, when you have a free religion, the founders believed, just so you understand, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what Shepard Smith on TV tells you. This is what I know because I read it.
Read it. He probably hasn't read it.
Well, I don't know. He probably let Adam Schiff read it to him. I don't know. The founders wanted these institutions to be separate from control of government because they protect the whole. So if they're separate from it, they can't be controlled by it. Then they are a check and they are an institution to themselves almost, where they can help perpetuate freedom in America. They certainly believe that about religion. They certainly believe that about the press,
mm-hmm.
that they were kind of the fourth body, branches of government.
Exactly.
And if the power to tax is the power to destroy, that's what the Supreme
George
Court
said.
No. Mm-hmm. It was one of the Supreme Court justices. Is it John Jay? I don't know. Is it maybe in the McCullough case? I think the McCullough case from the early 1800s, very important. Anyway, the power to tax is the power to destroy. So if the government can tax something and then say its status, that's why this exemptions, you get an exemption not to get a vaccine. It's the same mentality, ladies and gentlemen. People say, well, I can still get my exemption for my vaccines. Okay, but still, think about the dynamic. You have to go to the state and beg them to get, an exemption.
Exactly. And instead, if somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you don't get your exemption.
Well, we're seeing the wrong side of the bed. They're waking up the wrong side of the Constitution now.
Right.
So now we're going to take away all the exemptions in California. So you see how that works? Well, it's the same way with this. Well, they receive no benefit. So it's a benefit now that churches are tax exempt.
Right.
It's a God protected right.
Exactly.
Right. It is a God endowed, God protected, God given right. It is not a privilege that the government. So you see this?
Yeah.
This is a remaking of our whole government. This one subject here.
And they're doing it when they go watch people in Congress and people testify, they're always going, well, he's invoking his constitutional privilege. See how they just twist that a little bit? It's not a privilege. It's a God-given right.
He's exercising his right, and it's not a constitutional right. He's invoking constitutional protections of his God-given rights. Right. That would be a proper way
exactly.
to say that. And
they're gaslighting us everywhere.
Yes, these work. They manipulate you.
They're twisting everything.
Right. Democracy. Mm-hmm. Democracy is mob rule.
That's right.
Anyway, whatever. Let me go on with this. This is a very important story anyway, the point of that. Wolf Resurgence in Washington points out test limits of civility. So in Washington, there basically were no wolves in the West, Western United States. Then they introduced them to Yellowstone, and they didn't even introduce the ones that were native. They introduced them huge Canadian ones
that are vicious.
Know, they can drag away a freaking cow almost.
Exactly.
And they're like 100. Imagine coming up to about 150-pound wolf. You know, 150-pound wolf could basically drag away
certainly you. Yeah.
Certainly can drag you. Can darn near drag a cow
away. Did they ask the farmers about it? No. Farmers told them that's a bad idea. It took us 100 years to clear out all
to get rid of them.
Yeah. It took
right.
us 100 years to get rid of them.
Because everybody felt so bad. Well, there's no wolves here. We got to reintroduce them. Well, there's a reason there were no wolves. So now, anyway, the whole thing's coming in Washington. So Washington State and the people, you know, now they're clamoring for hunting seasons and all this to
manage it.
They don't want hunting season. They want them gone.
Yeah.
They want. What in the world do we need wolves for? Wolves are so, I mean, do we want,
wolves and approaching on towns, pulling away kids? No. That's going to happen.
Do we want Tyrannosaurus Rexes?
No.
I mean, do we want the Velociraptors from that movie? Do we want Velociraptors running around?
No.
But that's a species. And, oh, that poor Velociraptor has a right. You see where this goes in dominion, mm-hmm. an idea of dominion? Who has dominion? Mankind does not generally want wolves in open areas where there are farms, where there are ranches, where there are
cows that graze,
sheep.
Right.
Period. So
who has, combination.
So who has the dominion? And see how the government's now trying to force and tell a farmer, oh, you can't shoot a wolf on your property? Yes.
I can guarantee you that the farmers are not.
Yeah, they're burying them.
Yeah, they're burying them.
Or burning them or whatever.
Yeah.
A woman who lived through, quote, socialism in China says, don't fall for the lies told by American socialists. Helen Raleigh, who grew up in socialist China, warns in a new op-ed for Fox News, do not fall for lies told by American socialists. Do you think a girl should eat less than a boy? That may seem like a crazy question, yet it was the reality for people like me who grew up in socialist China. Under Chairman Mao's socialist experiment, we had food stamps for essentials such as rice, cooking oil, meat, and eggs. There were shortages of everything, and these food stamps helped enforce a strict food ration policy. Sounds a lot like the Hunger Games, like we've been talking about.
It does.
This policy was gender-based, designed under the assumption that a girl should eat less than a boy. A boy would get about 4 more pounds of rice on a monthly basis than a girl of the same age. However, my Chinese name happens to be a common boy name. Therefore, I receive the amount, the same amount.
There you go.
Well, good for her. One day, a policeman came to our house for an inspection. This kind of unannounced inspection was routine and common. Once he realized I was a girl, he ordered me to pay back the government. For the next couple of years, my entire family had to go on a strict diet in order to save enough food stamps to pay back the government.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a, I say fantastic, but it's a very important. Let me read this part. You want to talk about what socialism and what the collapse of our government and the Constitution will mean, what all these things mean? I recently met a young couple from Venezuela. We quickly realized that despite living on different continents and speaking different languages, we share many life experiences. Were you hungry all the time? Yes. Did you have constant electricity blackouts?
Yeah.
Of course. See, we didn't talk about California today and all that's going on in California.
Yeah.
Beside the afflictions that we were more than familiar with, we have a shared concern for the increasing popularity of socialism in the United States. My grandfather told me, your father,
yeah,
better dead than red.
Red.
Better dead than red.
And I agree with him.
My grandfather had this attitude that socialism was such an abhorrent subject to bring up, to be better dead than red. Now, again, whatever, but the idea that Americans had about socialism, to have candidates for the president of the United States openly talking about this is a vast and dangerous sign of where we are right now.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
It's incredibly sad. Now, yeah. Getting back to California, not only the power outage is going on, and hundreds of thousands of people have no power still, and even in areas with no fire.
I heard some buddy on a life oxygen machine died. Unbelievable.
Died because the power went out unexpected in the middle of the night.
Right.
And they had a battery backup. They were all ready, but it went out in the middle of the night.
This
is a terrible story. Sad.
Terrible.
We also now seeing reports that the California government is sending out letters about to ham operators, saying
they're shutting down the
repeaters and the ham operators, mm-hmm. and saying, so if you want to stay on this, you got to pay a big tax.
Yeah, so you cannot communicate when things go down.
Okay, do you see
this? Something big's happened in California, and it's just not.
Yeah, they don't want people telling information out or anything with self sufficiency
or something.
Or maybe it's just a test.
Yeah,
maybe it's just a test.
Yeah, could be just a test.
Pray, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about pray. We're praying for, certainly on this, we're vastly supporting and pushing and begging you to pray to end abortion, for pro-life. We're praying for our republic, for the Constitution, for the Bill of Rights, for these things to be they should be dripping off our tongues, mm-hmm. and off our lives. They should be dripping from our minds. Whenever we see anything, they should be through that lens of the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, our endowment, our God-given rights, our inheritance, our dominion by God, our tradition, our religious fervor, who we are, our self-identity. You know, everything. That's why schools are so dangerous, because they destroy all of that.
Mm-hmm. They don't teach it.
Well, if they don't teach it, then they're teaching the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, omission is a sin sometimes, mm-hmm. and this is a sin.
And one other thing, Trump threw out the Chinese on that port. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that. Huge.
They had a 40-year lease of a port. They completely ran it.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
Okay, a couple stories I have to get to before we go here. I'm going to go over this with Brent too. So let me just go over NFL player. Did you see that? Had a man of God headband, was fined. They dropped the fine. The NFL fined him. Did you not see that?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know they.
Yeah, player won't have to pay fine for quote man of God headband. So he's donating the money instead. Saints linebacker Demario Davis says he's fined for wearing a man of God headband. Before a game, he was fined $7,000. So they eventually dropped it because they didn't want the feedback. And basically it brought more attention to him.
Exactly.
And so now there are crowds of people in a stadium, some high school, I think a stadium was. So everybody in the stadium wore a man of God headband.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Millennials are bringing back the milkman. Remember the old milkman? They don't want things in plastic and they're tired of plastic straws.
Yeah.
Well, finally it's kicking down. Well, we want milk in glass delivered like the old way.
Exactly.
I wonder if they want it raw and fresh. That'd be even better.
Yep.
The Safe Drivers Act, and we'll talk about this with Brent. Isn't that such a nice
gas. Bernard Shaw?
Bernard Shaw.
A friendly gas. So when they die, they do not suffer.
The Safe Drivers. People who are listening to this for the first time, I wonder what that goes
Bernard
through.
Bernard Shaw, the writer.
Bernard Shaw.
Talking about.
A friendly gas.
Yeah, a friendly gas.
Yeah, you can YouTube
you make
that.
It, you make up your, it's on YouTube. You can listen to it.
The Safe Drivers Act is a real-time national driver surveillance program. A new Senate bill would create a real-time surveillance program. Real-time. In your car. And then so the privilege of driving. Again, the privilege. Traveling.
Yeah.
All these things.
They're all rights.
Guaranteed
by the Constitution.
Outside the Danvers branch of the Registry of Motors, Congressman Seth Moulton publicly announced legislation filed in hopes of making easier for traffic safety safety officials to share information about drivers across state lines. Gosh, there you go.
There you go.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Johnson on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.